You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
I was going to say, you also wonder, too, the like with safeties, if there's not something to be said for, hey, we have a new DC, we need a little bit more experience. Yeah. With communication being such an issue, I don't know if you want to trot out two safeties who are new to the NFL. Like, Jair can make up for you at corner. Quay is going to still, I would imagine, be the mic, wear the communication helmet. That'll be significant for a lot of those things. But I have a hard time picturing the Packers just like tossing the keys to two safeties who were either in their first or second year in the NFL, being expected to like handle some of these communications, especially knowing, like you said, that he does like to play middle of the field close, likes to do that cover one when he can. Like, safety is going to be a huge role in this defense. And we used to joke that like safeties, you could kind of just like, if they weren't as good, you could just like kind of hide them. Right. And you're like, okay, well, if your corners are playing like shut down and your inside linebackers are keeping everything in front of them, the safety, like if you can make a tackle occasionally, you're going to be okay. Like not in this defense, not in the Jeff Hafley defense that he likes to run. Safety is going to be a really important piece. And I mean, as much as we talk about the Packers not having a ton of capital, you could see them kind of like, you know, pinching pennies to get something together to go after one of these guys that is really going to make an impact.
100%. And if you think about, I mean, you mentioned Anthony Johnson Jr., which I'm really glad you did, as someone that maybe they're really excited about, right? Maybe they really like the skill set he brings and he needs a decent amount of development. Bring in a vet guy who can assist with that. And then you're getting someone who's learning, who's probably at starting, but doesn't have to be the guy next to a vet. I think that's like kind of the perfect situation. And it's a little bit what they did with Savage and Amos. And that was the year that they were great. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, let's wrap here with inside linebackers quickly. We're always like, oh, these offseason shows are going to be so quick. And then we somehow talk forever about them. But yeah, inside linebacker, right? If you're looking at especially the 49ers, the Packers saw it. Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, best in the biz, best tandem. It happened a couple years ago when they lost to the Bucs, when it was Devin White and Levante David. So like for a while we thought, you know, Devondre Campbell and Quay Walker could be that tandem. Devondre was coming off an all-pro season. Quay was like that freak athlete in the middle who was very malleable, young, but high upside freak athlete. And now I think we're getting to the point where you need more from the inside linebacker position. And unfortunately, I don't think Devondre Campbell is going to be able to kind of rise to that level. So there's a lot of good ones in the draft. I don't know what the Packers are going to do there, but I could see them definitely looking early to find a running mate for Quay, because we're seeing the evolution of the defenses. And especially, you know, I know that everything's nickel at this point. It's more of like a 4-2-5 than a true 3-4 or 4-3 defense. But I think the inside linebackers are going to get even more important in the Jeff Hafley defense here as well.
Yeah. And they have such a good foundation, right? I think Quay is like such a perfect foundation to start off from, because you said it, he came in as just this like athletic freak with this like crazy sideline to sideline speed and the ability to like close in. You can blitz him. You can do a lot with him, but there were some things that he obviously needed to clean up. There are things that he needed to learn. And I thought in year two, he really made an amazing jump. He started wearing the dot, right? He started calling the defense, which is a huge jump because Dre used to do it. Understanding that communication is again going to be even more important when Hafley comes in. I think the really unique like pressure fronts that Jeff seems to like to call, Quay is going to be really important to be utilized in. But Quay still needs to learn how to cover the middle of the field. Like, I think the difference between like a Dre Greenlaw and a Fred Warner and a Quay is that, to me, like, you get Fred Warner even on a shifty slot receiver, like, he can pass break up.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's the expectation, because Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw are freaks. They are the best, the best in the league, right? But like, what we're doing on the show here is like, we are comparing where the Packers are to the team that's in the Super Bowl. And right now, the team that's in the Super Bowl, what they have that the Packers don't is this tandem in the middle of the field that completely takes away your ability to hit that middle of the field, to move the chains like between the numbers. I mean, we saw it when the Packers played, like something that they love to do and was a strength for Jordan in this offense was attacking the middle of the field. And you can't do that when you play the 49ers, or at least you can't do it as efficiently. And they make it a lot more difficult because Warner and Greenlaw, they're going to confuse you. They're going to cause chaos. They're going to direct their defense where they know that you want to go. And on top of that, they're going to like make a play on the ball.
Yeah.
Right. They are always. So always, I mean, Dre Greenlaw had two picks, one of which was, you know, I think a gimme, and one was a very good play. And that to me is that next step for Quay, right? Is being able to kind of follow some of the tight ends, some of the, just the guys that are in the slot. He can do it sometimes, but like, we saw him on third down against Brandon Ayuk, and the only reason it wasn't a move the chain situation is because Ayuk dropped the ball, right? So that, and again, maybe he's just never going to be a cover inside linebacker. It's a lot to ask one player. Like, it's, like I said, these are like gold standard, like freak athletes that we're comparing him to. But if that's not what he is, you probably need to get somebody in who can do that. Or you need to beef up the nickel position we just talked about, because you have to be able to make the middle of the field like the danger zone for offenses.
Yeah. Well said. You took everything I was going to say right out of my mouth. So yeah, Sorry. Absolutely. No, I mean, I think that's, you know, every year we're kind of showing how the Packers are evolving and they're getting there. There aren't as many deficiencies when you look at the Packers roster compared to these Super Bowl teams. I mean, not to like, you know, reiterate a point here, but the Packers went toe to toe with one of the teams now that is representing the NFL. Like, they're in the Super Bowl. The Packers took it to them to the very edge, like without really nice safety play, without really a strong inside linebacker tandem. So like, the pieces are almost there. And I think, you know, with just a couple adjustments and a new defensive coordinator, like, they're really close. So it'll be really fun now to revisit this episode next year when the Packers are in Super Bowl 59 to look at how the roster just, you know, elevated them to the next step against, you know, whoever the heck they're playing, probably the Chiefs in the AFC. But Perry, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
No, I love this episode. It's so fun watching the evolution of this team and looking back and now looking forward. It's true though, in like doing our research for this one, like, just how close this team really is. Like the handful of holes, I feel like they can really fill this offseason. So they're right there. They're right there in it.
And they've got the picks to do it. They can move around. They've got all of those picks in the top 50. You know, the Jets second rounder, Brian Gutekunst, loves to move around the board. He's got like 7 or 8 picks on day 3. So, I mean, he's got the capital to do what he wants to do and make things happen. So that'll be exciting as well. But thank you, as always, for listening to the show. We appreciate it.